What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We're going to take a couple of phone calls, and then we're going to shut the phone lines down for a bit because I'm way, way behind on my talking points, and I got a lot of stuff I need to get out there. So, Mateus in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, I got five things. One, you got it correct about those doctor's papers. You're warning us those doctor's papers about Hillary probably planted. Well, you totally called that.
Yep.
The other thing that you called really well was NSA. You said the NSA has too much data to be useful. And according to William Benny, who's authoritative on this, he completely agrees with you. Okay, here's a quote from Benjamin Franklin. Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. Here's a quote from Obama. I am convinced that giving up some freedom of action, binding ourselves to international rules, increases security. What a traitor. Okay, the third point is, on the humorous side here, okay, here's my prediction. Hillary will die. They'll get a body double elected using millions of dead voters. And then so we'll have a dead president elected by the dead, the dying empire.
I like that. There's a graphic there.
Yeah. And Joe Arpaio for head of border security. And by the way, Joe Arpaio is being accused of racial profiling. Well, duh. Who do you think is crawling over the Mexican border? Like, obviously you're racially profiling.
We're seeing this all over the place here where they're screaming racism, 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 and that's not the issue. The issue is illegal immigration and police brutality. And we're seeing an entrenched establishment where no matter what happens, oh, you're just being racist. You know, I don't want the illegal immigrants crossing over the border from Mexico and leaving trash all over my land. Well, you're just being racist. You know, I want to preserve America's job for Americans. You're being racist. Cops shooting. Oh, it's all racism. No, it isn't. It's police brutality.
Yeah, if there was an equal percentage of whites and blacks and Hispanics climbing over the Mexican border, then he would be guilty of racially profiling too many Hispanics. But if it's mostly Hispanics that are coming across the border, then it's not actually racial profiling. It's a different thing. And the last thing I just want to leave you with is... here's what Obama and all these other traitors in government are swearing themselves into office with. I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I will take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of office in which I am about to enter, so help me God. So they're all... that's what they're promising to do, and they spend their entire careers doing exactly the opposite. We've got to weed these traitors out of office. We've got to take our country back.
Yes, we do. We
our country
do.
Back. I'm from Canada. I'm getting a little carried away here. Okay.
Okay.
Have a good weekend.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Mark in Oregon. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, how do you, Mike? Mike, what I... understand from Alex Jones, who's getting information directly from the Secret Service, which I believe, is that Hillary Clinton can't really even stand up without falling down every 30 to 60 minutes. Sometimes sooner, sometimes a little later, but what I gather, at least once an hour. You have the body doubles have already been used on at least one or two occasions here since 9/11 when she collapsed, basically.
Well, they may have been used even before that, but we weren't paying attention because they're used when Hillary is just seen from a distance. But obviously, this idea that she may have trouble standing for 90 minutes straight at the debate, that's an issue. And I'm sure they're going to shoot her up with whatever drugs they feel is going to be necessary to keep her standing behind that podium. But if she were to collapse on that stage Monday night, it's over. It's just... end of story, it's over.
I don't know if they've got anything that they can use to stop her from collapsing, Mike. This has been deteriorating as a condition over quite a long period of time. You know, it was a good number of years ago, that I think it was 10 years is what Alex quoted, that she was seeking out Parkinson's medication on the Internet. And that came through in one of the email releases. Of course, you know, I guess, Mike, by the way, that one of the latest alleviations for the symptoms of Parkinson's is actually fetal tissue, and it takes something like 15 or 20 babies to actually put together enough for one person to be able to take for some time who has Parkinson's. It's supposed to give some relief, I guess, but, you know, perhaps she's into that also. Who knows?
Well, I don't know. Maybe the reason she's wearing all those really baggy clothing is they've got an exoskeleton strapped to her body to hold her up.
Look, anything that's going to work, I mean, the whole New World Order agenda timing of the implementation overall globally in all of its facets, I believe, depends on this one election right here.
Well, certainly it does. I mean, the narcocracy is seeing the end of its reign of power if Trump succeeds in taking the White House. I'll tell you this, between now and the end of January, it's going to be an historic time. We need to take a moment to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. We're still talking about politics. It's obviously dominating our discussions. We are going to get into the war zones and the economy and the rest of the stuff here. Stay tuned, so we're not going to ignore those issues. Anything else, Mark?
Mike, what happens in this scenario, which seems really probable at this time, if it's a body double that they get away with overall in the debate, and they go through that, and at the same time, the polls, they've cozied the supposed polls up really close, and they're probably, you know, 50, 60, 70% off as to who favors Donald Trump and who favors Hillary Clinton, with Donald Trump getting the lion's share by far. They seem to have everything
under control. He's at 98% over here on the polls we run here. There is no way they can get away with a body double for the debate. Period. End of discussion. As Davey Kidd pointed out the other day, this body double they used on 9/11 for the afternoon, the voice is way too different. And now everybody is aware that there are Hillary doubles out there. They're going to be looking for it. Monday, that's going to have to be the real Hillary up there. And, you know, I can understand why her people are very, very nervous. I mean, if she shows any kind of a stumble or whatever, I would expect that if it looks like she's going to have a medical episode, that all of a sudden the network feed will drop out and, you know, please stand by, we're having technical issues, blah, 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 blah.
So, Mike, just to finish up real quick, I know you've got other news, important news to get to. What do you see as Donald Trump's chances with everything you know that they have at their disposal to defeat him one way and another? What do you see his chances at right now as we speak today? Could you put a ballpark figure on it of winning the presidency?
That is very hard to do because it really all comes down to how willing the establishment, the narcocracy, are to risk a civil war. That's what it really comes down to.
That's right. What is the reaction to their cheating if they manage to get Hillary Clinton in and you've got 90% plus of the people in this country that are pushing real hard emotionally for Donald Trump to save our own necks collectively? Yeah. Well, Mike, God bless you, sir, and have a great weekend. Sure do appreciate you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go, and we're going to close the phone lines for a little time because I got a bunch of stuff you need to hear today. It's not going to last till Monday. Now, Representative Jason Chavitz, chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, has basically come on out and said that the FBI made an immunity deal with Clinton aide Cheryl Mills and went on to basically crack, saying no wonder the FBI couldn't prosecute a case. They were handing out immunity deals like candy. Now, certainly Hillary Clinton herself did not get an immunity deal, and those who did, the reason for an immunity deal is to take away that Fifth Amendment option when they're being asked questions. You can invoke your Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination, but if you have an immunity deal, it doesn't apply anymore. And if you still refuse to answer, you can go to jail on contempt of court. Now, a lot of people are talking about Hillary Clinton's former email chief, Brian Pagliano, who does have an immunity deal and who refused to show up in response to a congressional subpoena. So he could be held, well, he's already been voted in contempt of Congress, and I'm not sure how much enforcement authority Congress has, whether they could grab the guy and lock him up. There is a marshal in the Congress that can go on out and do things like this. But I'm starting to wonder, has anybody actually seen Brian Pagliano alive for the last week or 2 weeks? Now, I'm sure the last thing Hillary Clinton needs right now is another dead body under suspicious circumstances, but that doesn't rule out making somebody vanish completely, block of cement at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean. But I did a Google search. I can't find anything that confirms Brian Pagliano is still among the living at this point. Now, the State Department has revealed that the FBI uncovered 2,800 work-related emails Clinton never turned over to investigators. The State Department is also saying that we might have 300 of them may be available before the election. They're stalling. They're stalling out there. The State Department person actually came out and said, well, we can't release these. It would unfairly prejudice the voters against Hillary Clinton. It's almost like they're not even trying to hide the corruption anymore. And the corruption is piling up. Hillary Clinton gave State Department jobs to 194 donors to the Clinton Foundation. Her aide is ignoring a congressional subpoena, and she's standing up there and saying, why am I not 50 points ahead? And Donald Trump has the answer, because you're terrible. Now, every time Donald Trump is alleged to have said something shocking, goes all over Twitter. Oh, my goodness. Donald Trump, he said something offensive. He's made the illegal immigrants feel bad. Well, it turns out Hillary is already known to have the most counterfeited number of Facebook followers and Twitter followers. And now we're finding out that there is a company over in Manhattan that is basically, it's called ShareBlue. And all it does is post things on Twitter and then using phony Twitter accounts, forwards them, retweets them to saturate Twitter with pro-Hillary Clinton, anti-Donald Trump propaganda. It's not a real grassroots movement. Hillary Clinton's entire campaign is one gigantic illusion, trying to convince you that she's got popular support, which we already know is an illusion when you look at the respective photos of Hillary's rallies versus Donald Trump's rallies. Donald Trump is selling out sports arenas. Hillary can't even fill school classrooms. And still they're claiming she's neck and neck in the polls, and maybe that's because the dead can vote, but they can't actually show up at those rallies. Now, a federal judge has just ruled that states can enact laws to limit voter fraud by requiring voters to show identification at the polls. Now, as you know, the Hillary campaign, the League of Women Voters, the Obama administration have been going across the country trying to strike down voter ID laws. And for a while they were saying it disadvantages the poor, it disadvantages, you know, and it fell apart. Everybody has an ID. If you're a legal citizen in this country, getting an ID is very, very evil, very easy, rather. And now their argument is that states that require somebody to show an ID to vote, it's putting an extra burden on the people who want to vote. All right, let's see. Starting the timer right now. And there's my ID. Total burden on me, 6 seconds. That's how ridiculous this is. They're trying to open up the election to illegal immigrants and refugees to vote. Now, the other day, remember there was a story that came on out on how there were 858 illegal immigrants who were scheduled to be deported because of criminal records in their home countries, in this country, security issues, connections to drug smuggling. These were people that should be kicked out of the country, but, oh, it was an accident. They were granted citizenship. As it turns out, this was not an accident. These people were made citizens in the expectation they will be voting for Hillary Clinton. And now we're finding out that the Obama administration has instructed the Immigration and Naturalization Service to convert as many illegals and refugees into citizens as they possibly can before the election. They've even authorized overtime. They're working these INS people 10, 12, 14 hours a day. You know, you're a citizen stamp, you're a citizen stamp, you're a vote Democratic stamp, vote Democratic stamp. They're literally bartering our nation away to illegal immigrants and refugees in exchange for their votes. And I find this appalling. Because just like that Ninth Circuit Court ruling pointed out, the government doesn't own this country. We, the people, own this country. We built it generation after generation after generation. And each generation worked to make this nation better for the express purpose of leaving it as our legacy to the next generation of Americans. And the Obama administration and the Hillary Clinton campaign are literally taking something that doesn't belong to them and bartering it to these illegal immigrants and refugees in exchange for their votes. Now, over in Russia, they have started a major crackdown on election fraud. Long, long overdue. Apparently, Russia's Central Electoral Commission nullified the results of 9 polling districts because the total ballots cast outnumbered actual voters. And so they nullified it and said, we're going to start cleaning up our elections. They've appointed a new electoral commission to organize the cleanest election in Russia's history. We need that here. Our elections are an absolute joke. There are still lawsuits all over the place over the fraud that took place during the Democratic primary. They're all being pushed until after the election. I'm sure we could wind up, if Hillary steals the White House, we could wind up with a constitutional crisis over whether a president can pardon herself for stealing the presidency. That's how absurd it is. Now, as I mentioned to one of the callers before, America's largest police union has just endorsed Donald Trump. He's picking up all these endorsements. Now, Professor Alan Lichtman is a political expert. He's a professor, and he has been studying elections, and he has correctly picked the winner of every presidential election for the last 30 years. And he's saying Donald Trump is going to win this one. Now, Lichtman may not be taking into account the massive election fraud or the possibility of assassination. Certainly, we're all aware, in a nation with an honest election system, Donald Trump would be winning in a landslide. But when you have a crooked government, of course, you're going to have crooked elections. And that's exactly where we are. Now, Andrew Stein, who is a lifelong Democrat office holder, wrote an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal, basically saying there comes a point when party loyalty is asking too much. And we have this lifelong establishment Democrat who's held office himself saying that he's going to support Donald Trump, and he's urging Democratic voters to support Donald Trump. The Trumpocrats, the March of the Trumpocrats, here we come. Okay, now, as I mentioned before, actually, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendovite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And let's talk about the war zones. Things are getting very tense over there. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, it may well be that the war party is starting to accept the inevitability of a Trump presidency. And they're going to crank up the war before he can take office and call the whole thing off. So, to nobody's surprise, with the collapse of the ceasefire following the U.S. attack on Syrian forces, Syria has uncorked a new offensive against Aleppo, and this time they're going to go on in and just absolutely scrape it out with the assistance of the Russian Air Force. Now, Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov at the U.N. basically came on out, and I guess his attitude is, we're not going to go along with this nonsense anymore. All of these U.S.-backed ceasefires were bogus. The U.S. never complied with them. The U.S. used them to reinforce and resupply ISIS and al-Qaeda and al-Nusra and whatever they're calling themselves this week. And that's just what's been going on over there. And he says, from this point on, we will not tolerate any more U.S. unilateral measures. Now, Russia, in addition to asking for a UN investigation on the destruction of the UN aid convoy, is also saying that it's time for the UN to investigate the links between the U.S. government and these terrorist organizations. And there's a lot of material for them to work with. There are the declassified State Department documents. There are the leaked emails. There's all this information out there where Barack Obama and then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton were, in fact, smuggling weapons from Libya to Syria using that consulate in Benghazi, which is an act of treason. And Russia is now demanding that the UN start investigating that. Now, here's a little interesting article. This came out of Russia Today. They're talking about the people at the UN and the analysis. And everybody there knows that this idea that the U.S. is only in Syria to attack ISIS and al-Qaeda, it's nonsense. And they're openly saying that the U.S. priority in Syria right now is to save Aleppo from falling to pro-Assad forces. Because apparently the agenda now is no longer a new puppet ruler in Syria, but to break Syria into little tiny pieces, to balkanize it. And let me do that. Now, Secretary of State John Kerry up at the United Nations, and you have to admire this guy's chutzpah. He's demanding a no-fly zone over Syria. That won't apply, of course, to the United States. Syrian planes will not be allowed to fly over their own country. Russia's planes will not be allowed to fly over Syria, even though they are there at the invitation of the Syrian government. So along with Hillary Clinton, I think it's time to have Kerry's brain tested. Ashton Carter is out there acknowledging that trying to enforce a new U.S. no-fly zone over Syria will mean war with Syria and Russia. That's going to be their thing. We have a right to tell you not to fly your warplanes over your own territory, and if you refuse, that is an act of war, and we're allowed to attack. Now, the Syrian army, in driving out more of these terrorist groups from Latakia, they found a manual for terrorists printed in Turkey on instructions on how to conduct war on foreign soil, and includes how to use nuclear weapons. Now, obviously, this is an area of concern, given that announcement by CENTCOM just yesterday that before he died, Osama bin Laden was setting up a global terror network. And I think I also said yesterday that the next false flag is going to have to be a big one. Crashing planes into buildings isn't going to do it anymore. I even said on the show, setting off a nuclear bomb someplace, and now we have the propaganda. Oh, it's those terrorists in Syria. They're doing all of this stuff. They're telegraphing what they're going to do. We'll be right back after these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
Attention CPAP users! Stop the insanity and torture of your CPAP mask. Don't you hate the skin irritation and terrible leaks? Jump on the CPAP Pro train, invented by an actual CPAP user that became so frustrated with CPAP masks. Are you ready to try something new? With absolutely no straps or headgear, go to nomask.com and get the best night's sleep ever. Free to Medicare patients. Go to nomask.com. That's nomask.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go ahead and take one phone call here from John in Barbados. John, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Yes, I have to disagree with you about the election somewhat. As far as I can see, Michael, if Trump wins, what he'll be faced with is an entrenched establishment institutions who will do everything to frustrate him, and it'll be a real uphill battle. He's going to have to do so many things all at once that I think it'll overwhelm him.
Well, you may be surprised to find out I don't exactly disagree with you, and I've been saying all along that in addition to getting Donald Trump into the White House, we have to kick out all the incumbents in Congress who would obstruct him, and we need to give Donald Trump a Congress that will work with him. Okay. Hang on, John. Let me finish. Okay. One thing that Donald Trump will have the authority to do, of course, is to pick new heads of the CIA, FBI, Department of the Treasury, the Cabinet, and that will be a catalyst for a lot of change to start, you know, going downhill. But there are obstructionists in Congress, and we have to get rid of them. So I realize he's got an uphill battle, But I think he can do it if we all help him do it. And what that means is our commitment to restoration of the nation does not end on November 8th.
Well, I think on November 9th, he should establish a policy of removing the charter for the Federal Reserve immediately. That's the first thing he should do. But
He can lobby for that, but ultimately removal of the charter is ultimately going to be up to the Congress. And, Trump is going to have to proceed very, very carefully. There change needs to be made, but at the same time, you don't want to precipitate something that would collapse the entire system. And I think what Trump would be better off doing is what Putin did, not try and completely shut the Federal Reserve down, because that's now the only source of currency in our economy, but simply exert more government control over it so that public currency is managed as a public utility.
As far as Hillary goes now, I think her policy is a talk and a nonsense. It's so divisive.
Yes.
The unity of purpose of the U.S. People will promote civil unrest. It's going to be a terrible situation in the U.S. if Hillary wins. I mean, if she steals this election, and we know she's going to try.
Yeah, we're already seeing all the signs there. Yeah, the problem is we could have somebody in the White House who is delusional, having hallucinations, not thinking clearly, and could take an already delicate situation and make it far, far worse.
Now, I want to just make a few points about the wars. I think we're missing the point. Everybody now is concentrating on Syria, but the progress by the Iraqi army in towards Mosul is now building apace. And I think the Pentagon is asking for 500 more troops so they can delay it further. But
yeah, the Iraqis don't want them there. Last December, the U.S. bombed Iraqi troops who were giving ISIS a hard time. And back then they said, oops, it was a mistake. Really, just a simple, simple mistake. When we bombed the Doctors Without Borders hospitals, that's just a mistake. And when we bombed the Syrian forces, that was just a mistake. We make a lot of mistakes. We're a stupid government, which is why we expect you to vote us back in November.
The other thing of note is that it appears, according to the Iraqi military and, of course, the Syrian military, Turkey is a problem in both areas, both in Latakia and Aleppo provinces around Mosul, with the Turkish military there with their tanks and planes and things. So it looks like something is going to happen. Maybe we will see a few Turks knocked over by the Iraqis and Syrians, and then we're up and running with a war against Russia and these other nations, because Turkey is still a NATO member.
Well, Turkey may still be a NATO member, but Erdogan himself has become a wild card ever since that botched coup attempt, which he's convinced was the U.S., and I concur that there's reason to think that was. He's a loose cannon on the deck. He's purging his own society, primarily of pro-Western people. We could see Turkey drop out of NATO, and they're not the only country talking about getting out of NATO before World War III really starts.
Well, I think, there are European countries that are already talking about building their own army, getting out of NATO.
And Israel's trying to get into NATO so that when they start a war with Iran, NATO will be forced to come in on Israel's side.
Well, yes, I think that's another complication that people aren't considering, because what I've been reading about Iran is now they have quite an arsenal of quite sophisticated missiles and missile technology. And it may be very difficult. They'll have to go nuclear, I think, if Israel wants to go after Iran. And I think that will create even more problems.
Well, who's going to go nuclear? Iran does not have nuclear weapons. Israel does.
No, I mean, Israel go nuclear. They're going to have to if they want to beat Iran.
Yes.
There's only, 5 or 6 million Jews in Israel?
Yes.
They just simply don't. They have more weapons than they do men.
Yes.
Having you know, losing a few of their aeroplanes and airmen, like they've lost three aeroplanes and one drone over Syria recently, I can see things really building nastily in that Middle Eastern area. The whole area is ripe for the... I think people will look at it as the start of World War III, this whole nonsense that America's created in the Middle East.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to say. I mean, there's a flashpoint in Ukraine, in Crimea, Syria, anywhere around Israel. They can't go 6 months without bombing somebody. They're just something inside the Israeli leadership. They can't go 6 months without bombing somebody and having another enemy they can use to scare their own people into obedience. Then we have the situation over in the Western Pacific, where the U.S. has blown the South China Sea crisis by alienating the Philippines over how they handle drug crime. Which is why they're back to bashing on North Korea to try and get some kind of an incident there. And I think the people in the U.S. government, the war party, are so desperate, they're just ready to haul off and start attacking people, and they don't care what it looks like. In fact, the attack on the Syrian forces appears to be the visible face of this schism that has opened up between the Pentagon and the executive branch over how to handle these situations. Because what I'm hearing is that the order to attack these Syrian forces on the ground did not come from Obama himself, but was simply initiated within the Pentagon itself. And it wouldn't be the first time the Pentagon stepped in to change the flow of history back their own way. Remember when Francis Gary Powers came down over Russia in the U-2? It happened just before there were going to be peace talks between Russia and the U.S., and the story that came on out was that Francis Gary Powers' U-2 had actually been sabotaged to flame it out over Russia. So he'd have to come down to a lower altitude to execute a restart because he couldn't restart at altitude. And when he was down there low trying to restart his engine is when he got hit.
Well, I think, you know, all this nonsense that we're hearing about Ukraine, particularly Crimea, it really annoys me that the Western press still claim that Russia annexed Crimea, which is on the... I mean, it's ridiculous. It's just lies, direct lies. I mean, the people of Ukraine...
Well, they're playing to the people who are still watching the corporate media, but that's now a rapidly dwindling minority. Again, if you think about the collapse of the former Soviet Union, exactly the same thing was happening there. Pravda and Izvestia were constantly putting out the official government version of whatever was going on, whether it was Chernobyl or the rest of it. And meanwhile, the Soviet citizens had set up their own ad hoc peer-to-peer communications using fax machines. It was called the Samizdat. And the KGB and the GRU couldn't get control of it. And it finally reached a point where the vast majority of the people in the Soviet Union just understood their government was lying about everything. And they stopped listening. They stopped obeying. They stopped filling out the paperwork. They stopped doing what they were told. And the whole Soviet Union came down, destroyed from within by its own rotten corruption. And I think exactly the same thing is going to happen to Washington, D.C. And we need to be prepared to seize that opportunity to regain our republic, our Bill of Rights, and freedom and prosperity for ordinary people and not just the 1%.
Well, I'm looking at this nonsense now that's going on in North Carolina with all these riots, and I think it's being fanned up.
Oh, no question. No question.
And I think the attempt is to, if it looks like Donald Trump wins this debate and destroys Hillary on Monday... it looks like this will be fanned up even more to give Obama the opportunity to declare martial law and probably suspend the election. But I've been saying that for 2 years, that this is likely to happen.
Well, we've been saying that as well. There's a mid-ground there, and that is that they could fan up the race riots and somehow say this is all Donald Trump's fault because he's the cause of racism in the country because he doesn't want the illegal immigrants and refugees coming on in. So that could be the middle ground situation, that they're hoping race riots will somehow help Hillary Clinton's campaign. That's certainly what we're hearing from the people around George Soros right now.
I think George Soros is one of those that should be arrested yesterday.
I agree.
You know, he's creating so much trouble within and without the U.S.
Yeah, and I think George Soros has become the poster child for socialism by demonstrating what individuals with way too much money are able to do in terms of chaos and mischief. George Soros is not an elected ruler of any country or any people, but he's still out here treating us like we're all his personal toys. And there's a lot of super rich people, like the Gates, have that same attitude, this idea that having huge amounts of money gives them the right to treat the world and its people like playthings here. Anyway, John, we're going to let you go. We're running out of time, and I got a lot of stuff to cover. We're going to close the phone lines down again until probably sometime in hour number three. Now, Britain is increasing aid to Yemen to look good, like, oh, these poor suffering people in Yemen. But at the same time, they're still continuing to sell arms to the Saudis, who use those arms to bomb Yemen. And it's reached just this position of complete absurdity and cross purposes. The death toll in Yemen is now so high, the Red Cross is sending in portable morgues to the hospitals to deal with all of this. And this is all because the people of Yemen did not want to live under U.S. puppet rule. That's what this is all about. The U.S. government's throwing a tantrum. Once we regime change you, you stay regime changed. That's the way you're supposed to work. So, now getting on down to Israel, interesting little article out of the original antiwar.com about how the U.S. rewards Israel's bad behavior. And it's absolutely true. No matter what war crimes or humanitarian disasters Israel's government carries out, the U.S. government continues to take money from you and give it to Israel. The latest deal for $38 billion with a B. This despite Colin Powell's own emails confirming, once again, Israel is a nuclear-armed state. And I would like to remind you all that under United States law, specifically the Symington Amendment to the Foreign Appropriations Act and the Glenn Act, it is illegal for the U.S. government to give your money to any nation that is in possession of nuclear weapons technology, that refuses to sign the Non-Proliferation Treaty, and refuses IAEA inspections. Israel will not sign the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Israel refuses IAEA inspections. They've only ever allowed one inspection of Dimona, and they hid the elevators that went down underground to the bomb factory behind a fake wall. They have TV shows in Israel telling the Israelis about the bomb factory under Dimona. But you're not supposed to know about it because you might get upset over the fact that Israel, which is a fairly well-off, wealthy nation, continues to suck wealth out of your pocket at a time when we cannot afford it. And they are not helpless victims at risk of annihilation by their neighbors. Colin Powell said that Israel had at least 200 nuclear weapons. Other estimates have gone as high as 600. We know that those Dolphin-class diesel-electric submarines that Germany has been forced to give Israel are capable of launching nuclear-tipped cruise missiles. Israel is a nuclear power. They don't need our money. They just want our money. And for every member of Congress who is Israel's loyal servant, oh, yes, let's take more money away from the struggling American people and give it to Israel. Remember Lindsey Graham last week, $38 billion deal? That's not enough. We have to give them even more. We don't care if Americans are starving in the streets. They don't matter. Only Israel matters, according to people like Lindsey Graham. Now, I have a somewhat different point of view. If there is just one American sleeping in an alley or eating out of trash cans, the government has no business sending a single penny of our money to any other country on planet Earth. That's my point of view on this. We have to take care of our country first, not strip mine it for the benefit of a foreign power. It's one of the reasons why I support Donald Trump. He wants to focus on making our country better, not just looting it and plundering it to give to their buddies over there in Israel. Now, Israel has opened a mission at the NATO headquarters up in Brussels. Like I was mentioning before, Israel wants to join with NATO so that when Israel starts a war with Iran, the other NATO nations will be obligated to come in to make war against Iran on Israel's behalf. Israel already has a treaty with the United States that says the United States will fight on Israel's side in any war, even if Israel starts that war. So, if Israel starts a war, kiss your sons and daughters goodbye, because they're going to be thrown into the meat grinder. For Tel Aviv, for only for Tel Aviv, all our money, all our children must be sacrificed to Tel Aviv. All right, we're going to take another break here. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Now, I have been saying all along that one of my major concerns about getting into a new world war is that the United States is ill-equipped to prevail in a conventional war against Russia and or China, which means that our leadership, being very loose with that term, would be strongly motivated to turn those little brass keys in the missile silos and carry on out a first nuclear strike against the enemies. Now we are hearing that hawks in the House Armed Services Committee are saying exactly the same thing I've been saying. The U.S. military is unready to fight a major war with either Russia or China. And it is saying that the Pentagon is in need of an additional $1 trillion over the next 10 years to bring them up to the same level as Russia and China. Well, this war is going to be over and done with by 10 years. And this seems like a really good time to ask, what happened to that other $6 trillion that the Pentagon can't find? It's been a huge, huge problem. Remember on September 10th, 2001, Donald Rumsfeld got up there and acknowledged that the Pentagon had misplaced $3.5 trillion of your taxpayer dollars. Just stood there saying, was here a minute ago. I turned around and it was gone. Should have been the defense economic scandal of the year, but of course, 24 hours later, the World Trade Towers came on down. One of the passenger planes crashed into the Pentagon, right into the offices of the auditors trying to find where that money went. Destroyed all the records. Money's gone. And another $2.5 trillion has vanished since then. And now they're coming back and asking for another $1 trillion. Because wherever all this vast sum of wealth went, it has led to our armed forces having a bunch of junk to use. We've been talking about all of the problems with the F-35. It has been declared ready for combat by imperial edict, but the head of testing at the Pentagon is saying, no. Can't fly in the fog, can't fly in the rain, can't fly near lightning. The software for the onboard cannon isn't going to be ready for another 2 years. They still can't get the helmet control, fire control system to work. $400,000 for each individual helmet has to be custom built to the head of the pilot. And the so-called glass cockpit, they can't get the images to synchronize. The networked radars don't work. We have all the problems with the Gerald Ford aircraft carrier, where they're now saying that may never really be useful for much of anything except a museum. Been talking about the F-22 still asphyxiating its pilots. The Independence-class littoral combat ships are already succumbing to corrosion. The Freedom-class littoral combat ships, and now the U.S. latest destroyer, the Zumwalt, just broke down 3 weeks before its official commissioning ceremony. Dead in the water, had to be towed back to Norfolk. We'll be right back after station identification.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.